You have said that, quote, when two societies exist side by side, the psychic challenge of the more complex one acts as an explosive release of energy in the simpler one, unquote. Understanding Media, Signet, page 74. How do you relate this statement to Russia and the West? Now, one thing in the famous movie, The Mouse That Roared, McLuhan said people like Castro or any tin pot third world dictator will declare war on the United States so the Americans will rush in, bomb the shit out of them, but leave all kinds of industrial hardware behind. You know what I mean? Educate the third world country with new technology by just leaving industrial stuff left over there. That's why the Castros would attack the United States. They want to have the effect of the explosive release of energy in the simpler culture when the more complex one acts and rubs up against it. When two societies exist side by side, the psychic challenge of the more complex one acts as an explosive release of energy in the simpler one. It actually, America had released a lot of energy in Canada, and including McLuhan as a Canadian, even though he wasn't limited to that. It released great energy in Marsh McLuhan, rubbing up against the United States. So the guy says, how do you relate this statement to Russia and the West? He says, one answer is, the country which is technologically ahead is figure. The country which is technologically behind is ground. Now, usually it's the other way around. China has been ground to Russia for centuries. You could say China has been ground to America for centuries because it was secretly owned America. The USA is figure to everyone else's ground. So McLuhan used to say that the United States, the American technological environment, was a world environment. Everybody was subject to the global media that came out of the United States, especially the content. And but he's saying here, USA is figure, so he's changing it to everyone else's ground. Now, ground is the medium, and since the medium is the past, every culture is behind the American scene, so the new is a figure, and it is invisible and kind of a ground, but you don't talk about it as ground. You talk about the previous societies as ground because you see the effects on the older societies. That's how you understand the medium as a message. The medium or the ground is a message because it signals to you what the new environment is doing, what you would call the hidden ground. So he's playing with your assumptions of hidden ground here, of figure ground. He's challenging you. He's being ionic. Because most people would say the United States is ground to everybody else's figure. So he said, the country which is technologically ahead is figure. The country which is technologically behind is ground. China has been ground to Russia for centuries. The USA is figure to everyone else's ground. Then he adds another.
In that phrase you just said about the explanation of the medium is the message, is the explanation in a sentence of Apocalypse.
Oh, you have that. You mean from the book Understanding Me? The interview where he says that?
No, what did you say about...
you have me saying it.
Phrase? Yeah, just now.
Okay,
yeah.
Good. So the other answer, the other question is, what determines figure and ground? What determines figure and ground? Now look at this. What determines figure and ground? 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 What determines fig? And then it's fucking repeated five times. they typed up the guy's question and made a joke out of it or made a pattern out of it. It's repeated five times, five and a half times. It's like a sound. He's trying to make it
well,
like you're listening.
It's like we repeat the same questions and go back to...
Yes.
Try to overlay and... And explain again and again and again and again.
And he's also trying to show
interpretations according to our perception, according to the new environment or
the new ground, according to the new
changes.
Figure. You can start saying new figure now. You always say new ground, and that's the right way to say it. But now with this answer by McLuhan, we can also say new figure. Mix it up. Figure and ground are interchangeable. because he said cliche and archetype merge and have the same meaning.
It's right because ground is not always ground and figure is not always figure.
Right. So he is trying to be like,
both.
He's bringing electronic composition to this page. It's repeating like a Stockhausen thing or a Zappa thing. You know, it's just electronically echoing. You get that? He's trying to be an electronic composer here.
The painting of Francois
having to drop.
Yes. Behind is just the fabric, and he's the king in front of this.
Right. Now fix your microphone. It's starting to get a little blurry. So, one question.
And both are important.
Yes.
Like, now...
Well, on page 11, there I am quoting page number. Page 11 on Take Today, if you have it there, you could read it. He says, man becomes both figure and ground by 1970.
Yes, and this is the amazing code, how things are put there.
Yes, you could say mortar is figure and your rock sovereignty godhead is ground, or vice versa. So Ion addresses mortar and then your personal ascension. He mixes it in. It's mixed in with his complex answers. You know what I mean? He has to use mortar talk to discuss your sovereignty. So it's hard for him to separate the sovereignty fact away from the mortar meanings. That's why you have to ask questions over and over again. You never know. Ion's going to have to give answers differently to get rid of the... of the buffer of mortar that's confusing your mind. Depth exploration. So you have this question, what determines figure and ground? And then the other one was, what happens when you put a complex society up against a simpler one? So the two answers are, McCoon says, I would not put the remark about two unequal societies coexisting in terms of figure and ground. So the thing about, you know, simple and complex. He says he would not do that in terms of figure and ground. In the 1920s, Russia was figure to the Western ground, to use Gestalt terms. Today, Russia is ground to the Mideast figure, for example, whereas it is figure to China as ground. So this is like our angel diagram. The ratio of proportions among all the rings are shifting all the time, and in the global theater, all the countries are talking to each other and reacting to each other. So the figure-ground relationships become way more complex. Maybe that's why Ion predicted that I would make my chart way more complex.
Yes, and it's also the end of the vanishing point. Like,
yes.
You cannot have, like, just this perspective. You have to see things like you're doing with your chart.
And the chart is musical. Now, look, it's musical, not what you see. In other words, China is communicating music to Russia.
Well, you see here the environment with all these different vanishing points on this different perspective, all these different angles.
And different sounds.
Like the N-gon.
Yeah, the N-gon.
I was talking about.
But look, include like not just different
angles
and perspectives, include different harmonic climates. And that's why Zappa is the ground or the figure of the chart. A Zappa composition is the complexity of the Android meme, of all the different parts communicating to each other. Everything has to react to everything else in the world of diplomacy. Remember?
Yes, and it's not a conventional composition where there is just one rhythm.
Right.
Like
many
rhythms at the same time.
You've got the 19th century
many
rhythm, the 20th century, the
solos,
21st century
many
rhythm. Then you have caveman rhythms. What's his name? Sadat? What was his name? Sadat? No, that's Egypt. Saddam Hussein was watching CNN to keep up on what was happening besides listening to what his generals were reporting out in the desert when the troops were, Americans were invading. He had to monitor the TV body to see what was going on, as well as whatever the generals were telling him. And the soldiers quickly surrendered. They said, fuck this. The war is in CNN. I'm not going to lose my life in the chemical body level. I'm surrendering as soon as I see the Americans. Remember that? The war lasted like 10 minutes, and all the Iraqis just put their hands up. We give up. I want to go to the United States. I want to go to Harvard. I want to go meet Andy Warhol. I want to play with the Mothers of Invention. It's like, you know, you were saying the Russians were, the East Berliners were, couldn't wait to get to go to the supermarket in West Berlin and buy some sausages.
Bananas.
And, you know, in culture as business, McLuhan quotes some cliche joke or phrase. Yes, we have no bananas. Maybe that's what he was thinking of. The Russians had no bananas.
And Andy Warhol be discovered with the banana.
Would you say Warhol was discovered with the banana?
No, he made that cover, I think,
Velvet Underground. Right, it's One Big Banana. That's right. Yeah, that's probably what they were being hypnotized by, the Velvet Underground album cover. That's what the East Berliners were into. We want to eat that Warhol banana. Okay, so this is where McLuhan starts to show the every country has to be aware of every other country and their political position. And now you have American states, just like Wisconsin, it lives this multi-level information echo chamber of trying to figure out who it's going to get its next business with. So this is why many people are employed to process information, because their employers need to know all this stuff. Like Wisconsin needs to know what's happening in Argentina. Maybe there's a business opportunity there. You know what I mean? So everybody's interacting, yeah. And the book that paints that is Finnegan's Wake. You have to realize how literal Finney's Wake is, a picture of our time. It's not a book about Freemasonry or about Irish history or the history of the world or about Thomas Aquinas. It's a direct tape recording payday show. It's a cash flow payday show.
This is like the environment that ate all environments.
That's right. Ion is the original gourmet. And he talks about that. Everything is food to Ion. Everything is going to be eaten by Ion. He ate up the guff. Now he's eating the cloud. Okay, so that was a good page. What determines figure and ground? He says, in terms of the unequal situation. So figure ground, his first answer is, the country which is technologically ahead is figure. The country which is technologically behind is ground. China has been ground to Russia for centuries. The USA is figure to everyone else's ground. But then he says, I would not put the remark about two unequal societies coexisting in terms of figure and ground. Another bunch of, it's too complicated. One is figure and ground, but they're figure ground, one's a figure for one country and a ground to another country. In the 1920s, Russia was figure to the Western ground, to use Gestalt terms. Today, Russia is ground to the Mideast figure, for example, whereas it is figure to China as ground. The resonant interfaces between the two types of situations are dramatically opposite. The resonant interfaces, that's tactility, dynamic symmetry of tensions among proportions, the resonant interfaces between the two types of situations are dramatically opposite. So that was that one. See the training of perception going on here?
Yes.
It's becoming very hard to find the questions to match up with. It's all scattered. It's fucking chaos the way they present this newsletter. I bet you most executives never read it. It's just too complicated, unless they didn't care. So one question is, you wrote in Understanding Media, page 299, that, quote, war can be seen as a process of achieving equilibrium among unequal technologies, unquote. How does this relate to a possible war between Russia and China? He says, the same as to the war in Vietnam. The West educates the East, then the East takes over. When the enemy becomes educated, when the ideas level, warfare ceases. I'll read that again. The question is, war can be seen as a process of achieving equilibrium among unequal technologies. How does this relate to a possible war between Russia and China? He says, the same as the war in Vietnam. The West educates the East, then the East takes over. That's what happened. The Chinese took over our hardware world. When the enemy becomes...
It's interesting that...
What?
War is education.
Right. The West educated the East with its war on Vietnam, and just as Russia would educate China if it had a war with China. And when the enemy becomes educated, when the ideas level... and they get equal to the West, or China gets equal to Russia, and warfare ceases, and then China takes over. So China was like the most backward country on the surface, and it's been educated, it's been with the global enemy for 30 or more years, and it's now taken over the world because it got educated, it got updated.
Yeah, they became the most capitalist.
That's right.
They were educated by the enemy. they ate the markets.
Yeah. So then another question, the guy says, you insist that the medium is the message, that's in quotes. Yet in the medium is the massage, you quote Sukarno, who was the Indonesian president. And Sukarno said, The motion picture industry has provided a window on the world, and the colonized nations have looked through that window and have seen the things of which they have been deprived. It is perhaps not generally realized that a refrigerator can be a revolutionary symbol to a people who have no refrigerators. So the quote goes on to say, Sukarno said, he said this in an address to the United Nations, or maybe he spoke to Hollywood industry people. He said, you guys are the most radical anarchists around because your technology upsets all these older cultures. So they're the real terrorists, is what he said. So then Gary Kern says, after giving that quote, he says to McClune, isn't Sukarno in fact talking about content, Hollywood content, you know, seeing pictures of refrigerators? And would not American products be revolutionary content in Russia? Would increased trade with Russia automatically open the society? So his answer is, American products are revolutionary content or figure to the Russian ground. Russia now accepts as goal the American 19th century of consumer services. Such services automatically open any society by fragmentation. And he puts open in quotes. Open is, the open society is a visually biased society. They want to fill in the space. They think space is empty, so they'll consume anything, ideas, products. The tribal society, like the Arabs try to be, are a closed society. They don't allow invading technologies. So for the electronic world, an open society is a disservice. Though Western literate people might think it's, oh, yeah, we're trying to spread democracy and make everybody open to everything. They don't know that there's a whole ground of tribal cultures that do not believe in being open to invasion and therefore be changed. They don't want to be changed. So he said, American products are revolutionary content or figure to the Russian ground. Russia now accepts as goal the American 19th century of consumer services. Such services automatically open any society by fragmentation. And that's in response to the question, would not America's products be revolutionary content in Russia? Would increased trade with Russia automatically open the society? And, you know, both the American president and Stalin, even Khrushchev, agreed to remain not open, no trade, until the Android meme started to surface in the Reagan era. And Reagan and Gorbachev said, yeah, man, we got to get involved with trade. We're falling way behind. We're like the Catholic Church, couldn't do usury when the printing press came in, therefore King Henry I for a while. So